David Sherry, you'll be putting up an SOP this afternoon on this GC speaker.
Yes, what we're trying to do is to just to make sure that what John Key has said can actually become part of the law, part of the SOP. So we will be able to look at that and be able to say that nothing will go through unless that is actually given the approval.
This is just another tactic, isn't it?
No, it's not another. It's about what John Key has already said in his comments to the media. We're just taking that and saying, rather than just saying trust me, let's put it into the law. Yep. So we're seeking a motion to be able to go back and re-debate that. Yep. And before I get on to that, I wanted to say something just quite quickly. This morning, John Key made a couple of accusations on Breakfast Radio, Breakfast TV. He made the accusation that we had not sought any compromise. I just want to say that I instigated two meetings with John Key. I have not had any phone call or any approaches from him or his office in the whole time the GCSB has been talked about. But I initiated two meetings, one a very brief one and one a much longer one, where we talked about the bill. But I was given a very strong impression, in fact, categorical impression, that they had the votes, they had one vote across the line, and therefore they didn't really need to have Labour. The second part I wanted to say is that he said that we would be running for the hills if any sort of attack happened. The last time an attack happened, actually, it was in Iraq, where a rocket came in and I ran to the people who were killed and wounded and helped out. Now, I take security very, very seriously, and that's why we need to have a good bill that protects us, but at the same time, protects our privacy.
Because you said Labour and the Greens are inciting fear. Is that precisely what he's doing by those kinds of comments?
Look, every time he's under pressure, you get another comment about Al-Qaeda, training camps, whatever. And I think it's absolutely wrong that he should just be spreading those sorts of comments around without the full context of them, which of course he can't give.
Are you saying that you're personally offended by what he said?
No, I'm saying that I want to set the record straight. If he's going to make these accusations, I'll certainly want to put him right.
This SOP of yours, though, I mean, it is a tactic, isn't it? Because it's too late after the fact for this to be included in any way in the legislation.
No, it's not. We're putting up a motion to be able to have it debated under Part 1. So we'll have a look at that motion, and then the SOP will be put up. And the idea is that what Mr. Key is saying on TV and to the media can actually be put into law. I think people would feel that was a better thing than just relying on his word and trust.
He says it is covered in the law. If you put all the clauses together, there's no way that there could be wholesale spying if you're doing this.
Well, that's what he says. But he had to put out a correction to the Herald the other day. What we're doing is taking that correction, putting it into law, and say, if you're really serious about this, put it in the law. Back us on this. And I would expect him to back us, because obviously it's just saying what Mr. Key has already stated he would do.
Have you asked Peter Dunne to back that SOP?
Yeah, I've spoken to Peter Dunne. I've sent it across to him, but he's looking at it.
If the SOP isn't a tactic, why didn't you introduce it earlier?
Because it has obviously come up as a result of media now, and it is one thing that we believe that will make a bad bill a little bit better.
But so you guys didn't spot this discrepancy earlier?
Well, it was clarified by the interview that he did on TV3, and then obviously by the follow-up comments to the Herald.
Have you approached any national league to see if they consider crossing the floor?
No, I haven't. No. Cool. Thank you very much. Cheers.